this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line from the Minnesota area, the land of a thousand lakes, Julie Quist. And she's going to be filling it until her husband, Alan, gets home. Apparently got caught in the traffic. Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
Hello, Stan. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, of course, Julie, of course, is deeply involved, as is her husband, in trying to expose what is happening in the educational system. And, of course, everybody has heard of No Child Left Behind and the wonderful system we're going to have now where every child is going to get a good education thanks to the new federal program that's coming down the line. So how do you respond to the people who say, well, of course, now that we have a new president in and we're going to get a better education, are we really going to get better education, or is it sort of like we've been told over and over again, if only we had a Republican in the White House, why, we'd get good Supreme Court justices? And we got the Republicans in the White House, and seven of our current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans, and look at the terrible decisions we're getting. What's happening with education today?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the national standards that were put in place in 1994 when Bill Clinton was president and when we had the Democrats controlling the House and the Senate was reauthorized under No Child Left Behind in 2001. And so what we're concerned with is that these national standards are really content standards. They are curriculum. They are what students must learn in the classroom and what they will be tested on. So we take a dim view of that, of course, because it's the federal government getting into the business of what kids must learn. It's not their role at all. And we've also taken a careful look at what the actual content of this curriculum is. And that's been our real big concern, to kind of peel away, you know, the superficial picture of what they try to talk about in rosy terms. And our biggest concern at this point is civics and history standards and government standards, because I don't know about you, but I sure have noticed that all, you know, in the media all around, you hear kids don't know their civics, kids don't know their government, kids don't know their history, and this is a real problem. So we've got to teach them our history, and we've got to teach them government and civics. Well, there's truth to that, but of course the solution they bring is worse than the problem, and that's what I'd like to talk about.
All right, fine. And what you must understand out there, ladies and gentlemen, is that what they have done is that, of course, they've changed the whole thrust of teaching away from learning facts, education, to indoctrination and changing the attitude towards God and family and country. And, of course, these are the same standards that Bill Clinton was pushing. Nothing has really changed at all, other than now we have federal control, which Bill Clinton never could have gotten through. And, of course, your child is going to be turned against God and against America, and against this whole concept of family and traditional values. Unless we take a stand, we'll be right back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, our guest today is Julie Quist, and we're waiting for her husband, Alan Quist, to come. Alan, of course, is a professor, teaches at the university level, has taught at high school level. But of course, he is really on top of what's happening as far as the federal standards are concerned, and he'll be talking about his excellent book, FedEd, which we carry, which we think is probably one of the more important books of recent times. But his wife, Julie, is going to fill in for a few minutes. So, Julie, what were the issues you wanted to talk about?
Well, okay, you know, we talk about, the book is fundamental because it allows people to understand in pretty simple terms just what the federal curriculum is, what are these content standards. And you have to get a grip on what these themes are in order to cut through the propaganda that we see here. And right here now, right now before us, there is a bill in the House. It's called H.R. 1078. And this has got a nice sounding title. It's called the American History and Civics Education Act of 2003. And, you know, this sounds so terrific. I mean, in all the superficial ways, it sets up a dozen academies. They're called presidential academies that would teach the cream of the crop of 11th and 12th grade students around the country about civics and history. And it also creates, you know, an organization of teachers that would push these best practices. Well, of course, the kind of history and civics they'll be teaching is according to the federal standards. And so, you know, we happen to know what those are. And the biggest concern we have with this bill is not just that they set up these academies to teach this content, but that they actually define now, in federal law, they define what the specific curriculum is. So for the first time in history, not only, I mean, back in 1994 and again in 2001, they told this organization called Center for Civic Education, a non-elected, you know, organization, that they should set up curriculum, they should set up standards, the federal standards and federal curriculum. But now they've taken it a step further, and they've actually incorporated the content into this federal law. And I really think that by taking you through what some of those content of this law is, we can maybe tell the public, your listeners, a little bit about why this bill is so dangerous.
Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that they have something called the NAEP test, and this is given to the students. Now, it is a federal crime for you to tell anybody what's on that test. It's a federal crime. What about freedom of speech? Well, they don't want the people to know what they're indoctrinating our children in. And if there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest right now is Julie Quist, and we're going to be talking about what is being taught your children. Your child is not going to tell you what they're being taught. You don't have time to go to school. You're not, of course, ever allowed to see what your child is going to be tested on, and you're not going to know what is in the educational books that are given to the teachers. But Julie does know that, and she's going to tell us some of these things. Go ahead, Julie.
Well,
how
okay.
are they changing the attitude of our children towards God, family, and country?
Okay, well, here's just a really good idea, because I mean, good example, because this is now in a bill that's before the House, and it has over 200 sponsors, and it has already passed the Senate. And so, you know, this has all the appearances of being, you know, truly on a roll. The reason is that it sounds patriotic. It sounds like something everybody would want our kids to know. But in this, they say, okay, the federal government is going to set up these academies to teach kids about civics and government, but they define what are the events and what are the persons that you'll study. And then they talk about the key ideas. And the term key ideas means, and this is a quote from the bill, ideas that shape the democratic institutions and heritage of the United States.
Gee, I wish it'd teach them about our republic rather than democracy, because
exactly.
Democracy always ends up in dictatorship. Karl Marx wanted democracy. Hitler's Germany was a democracy. Benito Mussolini's was a democracy. The communists came to power in Czechoslovakia with democracy. Why don't they talk about the republic, which is what America was, rather than, of course, the democracy that every radical leftist and the Carnegie Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation have been trying to promote in America for the last century?
Yeah, and of course, republic doesn't even show up in the key ideas that now this federal law is defining for the basis of all our institutions and heritage. It doesn't show up. But what does show up is there are some nice sounding words, but let me start off by saying they do not talk about principles of our government. They don't talk about self-evident truths. There's no truth. There's no principles. There are ideas. So they've reduced principles that are self-evident truths to ideas. In fact, they actually call them notions. They call them the notions of, and so we go back to the Declaration of Independence and we say, okay, now how did our founding fathers say this? They said, we hold these notions to be self-evident. You know, it was these principles. They are truths. They aren't notions, and they call them key ideas, and they call them notions, which right away tells you we're in a whole different arena than we were before we got into the federal curriculum.
But aren't they really indoctrinating our children into internationalism, this idea of giving up our sovereignty and joining in with this world government, which has always been the dream of the ruling elite?
Well, you're actually right, because when you get into the content of these ideas, they, like I said, they have some nice sounding names, but instead of having self-evident truths and like unalienable rights, they don't have that, like the right to life and the right to property, which is the pursuit of happiness, they don't have that, but instead what they do have is a belief in progress. And that's, a belief in progress is considered a key idea that shaped our institutions and heritage. Well, you know, this belief in progress is the evolutionary view of our country, where there, instead of unalienable rights and founding principles, we have something that's moving along into a new era, something that's always changing. I think that what you're referring to there, Dr. Stan, in terms of world government can be seen most clearly in when they discuss that they're going to talk about e pluribus unum, which to us, of course, means out of many one. Of course, that's what it literally means from the Latin, out of many one. So how are they going to teach e pluribus unum? Well, in order to know how they're going to teach it, what we do is we go to the federal standards, to the content standards. We go to the federal curriculum, the textbook that was created by the CCE with federal money under the direction of federal law to teach our kids what civics is. And we look at this whole chapter in We the People textbook on, you know, e pluribus unum. And I'll tell you, if you read that chapter, it takes you right from how we were in the beginning a melting pot of many one, and there are many shortcomings to that. We're moving along to something different, and they take you right through to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that comes out of the United Nations, and they take you to the idea of, when will we see world citizenship? Will it be in our lifetime?
And, of course, the thing is, of course, when we, of course, become citizens of the world, we lose our constitutional rights. And since the communists, and, you know, you're told that the communism is dead, but what about China with 1.25 million people, the communist government there? All of South America is going communist. Brazil has gone to the radical left. The man who's in charge is a communist. The man who's in charge of Venezuela is a communist. Certainly at the next election in El Salvador, they'll probably go communist. Bolivia is moving in that direction. Certainly the PRI party in Mexico has always been a Marxist party, and the present party isn't very much different. And so what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do away with our national sovereignty and merge with these countries. People don't understand the only thing that protects our freedom is the Constitution, and they really are eroding belief in that, aren't they, Julie?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because they talk about belief in progress. The Constitution, of course, means whatever the courts decide it means today or tomorrow or the next day.
But that wasn't what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be law. We were to be ruled not by nine people dressed in black robes. We were to be ruled by the law that was laid out. The difference between Republican democracy is, under a democracy, government can do whatever it wants to. Under a republic, you're ruled by law, and the law is the rule, not man, and not, of course, doesn't change with, of course, which new Supreme Court justice the Republicans appoint there, who we're told will be a conservative but turns out to be a liberal.
Yeah, and you know, when you're this really gets at the heart of this curriculum too, when you talk about the rule of law, because you know, you can teach all sorts of things, but it's what you teach about them that is important, not that you teach them. So one of the key ideas they have here is the rule of law. Now, you're talking about the rule of law the way it is intended to mean, But when they talk about the rule of law, what they mean is whatever the courts decided to mean.
And that's
so it is really the opposite of the rule of law. It's the rule of man.
And, of course, that's exactly the way it was in the feudal society, the old feudal society. The emperor or the feudal lord determined the law of the serfs. And that is exactly what these people want. That's what socialism and communism are really all about, is a return to a feudal society with the ruling party, the massive police force, and then, of course, everybody else enslaved. But you see, they don't teach the people that. They don't teach that people, that liberty and limited federal government are synonymous, and that tyranny and total federal government are synonymous. Our founding fathers knew that, but they don't teach that to our children today. They indoctrinate them in collectivism, doing away with individualism, destroy their belief in absolutes, and, of course, they, of course, go right along with this program because they have never been told the amazing fact that America was a unique nation under God, and our freedom came from God, not from government.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the really sad thing is that the congressmen and the senators and some real good ones have also, you know, when they see something like the rule of law and they see something like E Pluribus Unum and they think, boy, this really is teaching, you know, the basics of our country. And so all of these good people have signed on to this bill because they, you know, you have the Center for Civic Education out in Washington, D.C., lobbying away as if they are protecting our founding principles. And it's just, it's a sham, and people are being taken in. So there is something that can be done right now to make a difference, because I'll tell you what, we are making, you know, we are getting through to some people out there, but if they know what this is, I tell you, I think that the top will be blown off of it because they're being deceived by it.
Well, of course, they always are. Now, you, and for our listeners, Julie and her husband and the little group up there in the Maple River Coalition, Educational Coalition, are really lobbying in Washington, D.C., trying to get the congressmen to understand they're being lied to by the administration. So what success are you having with them?
Well, I tell you, you know, we have been able to get, you know, this has come upon us very, very fast. This was passed in the Senate on June 20th, and that was the first we heard about this bill because it just came through very quietly. There wasn't a lot of talk about it. Once we knew that passed the Senate and it was going to the House, we thought, well, this doesn't sound right. We ought to take a look at this. So we read the bill. It's not a big bill. We understood what it was, and so it hasn't been that long. It's been just less than a month. It's been just a few weeks that we've been, trying to make the contacts there with some key people. What we really need is people to contact their own congressmen and tell them that, you know, that not only tell them that it's not a good bill, but tell them that we will give them the information that they need to understand what this is, if someone will request us to give it to them. They have to. We will provide that.
How do you get in touch with your organization?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is, they should go to probably on this one, to edaction.org, because that's our C4. And then they can get information from there on how to reach us. Otherwise, I would say, I can give you our email address, too. Would that help?
Sure,
otherwise,
you go right ahead. That's edaction.org?
Yeah.
All right, fine. And what's your email?
That would be MREDCO at McLeodUSA. That's MCLEODUSA.net. That might be a little too complicated. On our website, you can find it there.
All right, fine. And that's edaction.org, and I can recommend these people, Julie, her husband, the group up there in Wisconsin. I wish we had a group like that here in Santa Cruz. We could really have an impact. But they're on the front lines. You need to get their material. You need to call your congressman and tell him what a terrible bill it is. And, of course, don't hesitate. Do everything we can to block one more program that's being put forward by the great foundations to undermine the fabric of our society. Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago,
And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is radio health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh, crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that an awful lot of people today are getting themselves a water filter to get the minerals out of the water, that bad taste out of the water, MTB out of the water. There are lots of things that you can get out of the water, and there are specific water filters with specific types of filter mechanisms to do that. One of them is the Big Berkey. It's been used for 150 years. Of course, it's made out of stainless steel. Couple of gallons in the top, comes out the bottom. It goes through ceramic filters that are impregnated with silver, and then, of course, through the activated carbon inside, and then goes into a lower chamber. And, of course, this will take out most of the bacteria, and it'll take out certainly the cysts and the other things, that Scriptus, Viridium, and E. coli. It'll also take out many of the pesticides and the harmful things, some of the chlorine, a lot of the chlorine, dramatic reduction in what you're getting. And, of course, then you want to take out selectively MTBE and fluoride. You get the post fillers you put on the bottom. The Big Berkey is $279. We sell it for $239, and we give you a four-tape set or a video if you buy it through us. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But I have to tell you that these are not available in either California or Iowa. They're available every other state, but if you want to get one that is available in every state but Iowa, that's the Berkey Light. And it's, of course, made of lucite. It's clear. You can actually see the water level. It has black Berkey filters, which will really much more efficient in the way of taking a bacteria and everything else out of the water. It'll even take MTB out and many other things. Won't take out fluoride, but take out all the other things. But of course, those have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, whereas the Big Berkey filters can be cleaned and boiled, and you'll learn how to do that when you get it. If you'd like to see them, either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Julie Quest. We're talking about the educational programs that are being foisted on our children without the knowledge of our most parents. And this is why, if you have a child or a grandchild, get them out of the government school, because they're after their hearts and their minds and their souls, and certainly after their patriotism. Children don't come out of school, but radical leftists, because they have a heart, they come out because they've been indoctrinated. Our educational system has given up trying to have excellence in education. It wants to change their attitude towards God and family and country, and they're doing a great job. And because the church doesn't have the courage to speak out and say, God gave the children to the parents, and they should be raised in the way of the Lord, not, of course, the way that the state wants them raised. And so what we really have to do is get parents concerned. And if you can't get your children out of the public education, understand what's going on. If your children are out of public education, don't sit back and do nothing. Help us to get the information out. And one of the best things you can do is get a copy of Alan Quist's book. That's Julie's husband, and it's called Fed Ed, and we carry that here at Radio Liberty. We have four tape sets on Fed Ed. We have four tape sets on outcome-based education. We have all sorts of books on these various subjects, certainly a Nundare College Education by John Stormer, and so many other books. If you can just, we'll be glad to get you a list of them if you want to. You need to know what's going on, and you need to help us educate others. Well, Julie, what are some of the other things they're doing to the children?
Just changed.
Oh,
and
hi.
And this is Alan here. We're doing a tag team today.
Okay, fine. It's good to have you with us, Alan.
I'm so sorry to be late. I was detained, unfortunately.
Those things do happen. Well, Julie did a good job filling in for you. So tell us now, of course, we've been talking about these new programs, these federal standards, the NAEP test, which, of course, in free America, we can't tell you what's on that because we'd go to prison if we did. Why? Because they don't want the people to know what they're up to. And, of course, what I don't understand is why this administration is doing things that Bill Clinton would never have dared do.
Well, you know, we had the same problem here in Minnesota. We had a Republican governor up until 5 years ago. Arne Carlson was governor for 8 years, and he implemented all the radical education programs. And because it was a Republican governor, the Republican legislators wouldn't look closely at what he was proposing or what the bureaucrats were proposing. So a lot of times, more damage is done with a Republican at the top than a Democrat.
Well, maybe we ought to just get rid of both of them, because we've got to have people who really believe in America rather than people who go along with the system. And this NCEE, that's basically is a Carnegie organization that's really orchestrating this whole thing, isn't it? One of the Carnegie Foundations? Or
Well, the Center for Civic Education is certainly a radical group. It's an NGO, a non-governmental organization. It gets funding from a number of foundations, including the Carnegie Foundation, including Ford Foundation, but quite a number of others. But it gets a lot of funding from the taxpayers, because both No Child Left Behind and then the funding bill back in 1994 specifically designated that the Center for Civic Education, CCE, would write the curriculum, and then other language funded what they were doing with our tax money, and essentially gave them a blank check so that they had more money than they needed to write these standards. But let me mention here, too, that the radicals that are behind this new federal system, and when I say radicals, I'm not name-calling, because they often use the term radical themselves. In fact, Lamar Alexander's America 2000 report, which was written about 12 years ago, used the word radical four times in describing its own recommendations.
And yet Lamar Alexander was Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan.
He was Secretary of Education under George Bush Sr.
Okay.
And then now he's the author of this new education bill, which sets up these 24, they're really schools to teach our teachers and to teach the students. But they're very devious in the way they write the bills, and many of the good legislators are really deceived by the type of language that they use. For instance, this new bill says that it's going to teach a pluribus unum out of many one. What they don't know is that the federal curriculum redefines a pluribus unum so that it's out of many countries or out of many people groups, one world unit, one world federalism, one world government.
And so this whole thing is about a new world order and a new world religion. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Alan Quist. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Ben, we'll get to you in just a moment.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of the items we carry. One of them, of course, is Phonopoly, and it's a program designed to teach your children, your grandchildren, and maybe even you how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Basically, it's a board game. It's played like Monopoly, but it's really a great means of learning the 40 sounds and 12 basic rules of the language. Phonopoly works. We've had nothing but good reports from it, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. That's $139.95 plus shipping. Give us a call and ask for Phonopoly. And then we carry, of course, the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, which is a series of 22 CDs, and everything's on that, from grammar school to high school graduation, the textbooks, the lectures, various things, the tests, the answers to the test, the lesson plans. It's all there for $199.95 for the whole program. The only thing you have to buy separate are the Saxon textbooks. That's the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. So give us a call. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to consider possibly getting Miracle Two soap products. They're wonderful products. We use them. We have for a long time. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and I wouldn't be without that, and the gel, and then a neutralizing solution, a very alkaline solution with a lot of minerals in it. Some people, I know my wife has used that, and has done away with most of her necessity for taking expensive tablets for her heartburn. A lot of people say it really helps them. We can't make any medical claims. All we can do is say, try these various items, see how they work, and I guess they're all available. An introductory set is available at a reduced price, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Ben has been waiting patiently on the line here. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I'm in a very rare kind of mood today, so I'd like to ask the KKNC listeners to join me in a prayer, to hear the prayers of our troops who are, I see the film of them wanting to come home. They're walking around like living targets. We need to hear their prayer. They cannot speak with themselves because they get punished for insubordination. We must bring them home, sir, because they are crying. There's no reason for them to be, for the rich are wealthy enough, sir. Please, people, hear my, join me in a prayer of salvation. Let's hear the prayers and the hopes and dreams of our young people. They don't need to die. There's no reason for them to die for George Bush. The wealthy are wealthy enough. Please, people, hear my prayer. What better way to support our troops than to insist that the veterans' benefits be restored and they be brought here and given the medical care they need, and for the true Jesus, the Lord, the Savior of America, of our country. Let's bring them home alive. Please hear my prayer for my people. I usually have a different tone, but I'm feeling very bad because I'm sharing what they're going through, and for no good reason, sir. And thank you, Dr. Stan, for letting me say this on the air.
God bless you, Ben. And
thank
of course,
you,
I can. I wish they were coming home, but we're going to keep our troops there. Maybe they'll rotate them home, but the plan is to keep our troops there for a good long while. It was laid out long before George Bush became president, and if you doubt that, you need to go to the Project for the New American Century website. That's www.projectforthenewamericancentury.org. Project New American Century, and of course pull down the material, the statement of principles put out by the 25 people who formed this little organization back in 1997. Their statement of principles is there, published in June of 1997. 1998, they're calling for a war in Iraq. Year 2000, the Rebuilding America's Defenses report, and they're calling for a permanently stationing our troops not only in the Middle East but throughout the world. Well, let's get back to the subject, which, of course, is education. Go ahead, Alan, and, of course, you're talking about what's this whole idea of restructuring our education from the federal level, and, of course, that was exactly the opposite of what our president promised. He promised he would return control to the school board, to the family, and, of course, they've done just the opposite. I wonder why they've done that.
Well, that's exactly what they did promise, Dr. Stan. And the way the new education system is promoted or sold is the same way that various products that businesses make are sold, except there are some truth in advertising laws that require that businesses can't make statements that are just blatantly false. Unfortunately, there are no truth in advertising laws when it comes to the federal government. But what the advocates of the federal education system have done is that they test out their ideas that they're going to use to sell a product, ideas like local control, for instance, and they'll get a group of people together and they will put words up on the screen or confront them with symbols, things like liberty, things like the Bill of Rights, things like local control, things like parental control, and of course they find that the parents, the citizens, all respond very positively to that. And so they measure what words produce the most positive emotions, and then they use those words use those words to sell the product, even though the education system that's being sold is the exact opposite of what the words mean. Let me give just one more example of that. The new education system commonly uses the word republicanism. And, of course, we are a republic, and they describe their system as teaching the view that the United States of America is a republic. What they don't tell you is that in the federal curriculum, they have redefined the word republicanism. And the way that it is defined is not as representative government, but rather republicanism or a republic is defined as a government where the good of the whole is more important than individual human rights.
Gee, that sounds just like communism, doesn't
that's
it?
Exactly. That's what totalitarianism
right.
is. So they redefine the terms. And, of course, the same thing is true in terms of teaching the Bill of Rights. This Lamar Alexander bill insists that it's going to teach the Bill of Rights. But when you look at what that means in, for instance, the various documents, including the textbook called We the People, the Citizen, in the Constitution, and you find out that teaching the Bill of Rights really means teaching the view that the Bill of Rights was written 200 years ago, and it was fine for the people that wrote it then. It was a cultural document. It wasn't a matter of what's true or what's right. But now, 200 years later, times have changed. We're now a new culture in a much broader political setting, and so what was good 200 years ago is not satisfactory today. And so we really have to replace it with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is, of course, a UN document, and follows the same form as communist constitutions, but they never say that.
Of course, they don't want the American people to realize, of course, the ultimate goal has always been a ruling elite like they have in a communist country. That's why, of course, the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations have always kept in the most... The most precious possession was a copy of their publication, Foreign Affairs, that was read and, of course, written in the margins by Vladimir Lenin. They love this man, this mass killer, and you go to their headquarters in New York City, as I have at 58th Street, you'll see the copy of Foreign Affairs to this day. Of course, that Lenin had read and written in the margins on. So the elite, of course, respect a man who's ruthless and tyrannical because that's what they want. They want a ruling government. Of course, in the name of fighting terrorism, they're getting that, aren't they?
Very much so, and that's why we always have to have these basic principles of freedom as stated in the Declaration behind us. And the Alexander Bill, for instance, says that it's going to teach the basic foundational principles of our country, But of course, and it has a list of 10 things. But in that list, we find that missing are the number one principles of freedom as stated in the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence begins with national sovereignty. That's where it begins. You don't have any freedom without national sovereignty. Number two, it refers to natural law. That is the God-given sense of what's right and wrong, as well as the sense that we have human rights that are ours because God made us that way. And then the third thing in the Declaration is the matter of inherent human rights of life, liberty, and property. None of those things are included in the list of basic principles that this new civics and government history bill is going to teach. So they leave out the big principles. They redefine things like the Bill of Rights and republicanism, like a pluribus unum, and then they pull the wool over the good legislators' eyes, while, of course, people like Ted Kennedy know exactly what this means, and then they end up further using our tax money to indoctrinate our children and now the teachers. This Lamar Alexander bill is set up to also indoctrinate teachers, so the teachers will really promote the propaganda that they have in mind rather than really teaching what our country is all about.
Well, the amazing thing to me about this whole No Child Left Behind bill was this was Ted Kennedy's bill that was pushed through by the Republicans, by the Republican administration, and of course they brought a lot of the Republicans on because the president backed it, but it was Ted Kennedy's bill. How could Ted Kennedy be so stupid as to put a good bill forward, or did he do exactly what he intended? And then of course the Republicans were so stupid they supported what Ted Kennedy wanted. This was the Kennedy-Bush bill, not even the Bush-Kennedy bill.
That's exactly right, and before the Kennedy bill, it was the Bill Clinton bill. He was head of the National Governors Conference back in 1989, and his right-hand man, Michael Cohen, who ended up implementing a lot of this under Bill Clinton, was the chairman of the program committee, and so you had the radical left formulating first the America 2000, which became Goals 2000, which became No Child Left Behind, and now is becoming these quote-unquote presidential academies, which is going to be used to teach these radical principles to our teachers and to our kids.
Now, of course, of these academies, primarily they're going to take the smartest kids out of school and indoctrinate them so they'll be the leaders of the future, or are the academies primarily for teachers, or are they for both?
They are for both. The bill says that the Department of Education can set up 12 academies for teachers and 12 for the elite students.
And so these then are the people they are going to groom to lead America into the the 22nd century, and of course these are 21st and a half century. These are the brightest, and these are the ones who ought to be getting an education in freedom and understanding Western civilization and understanding what America was and how we're losing it, rather than being indoctrinated in the very methods that are going to simply destroy what little we still have of our constitutional protection of individual freedom under God.
That's exactly right. Then this bill allocates $200 million for setting up and running these academies for 2 years. That's a fifth of $1 billion. And you figure that out, that's $8 million for each academy for 2 years. I can't imagine how you could manage to spend all that money. $8 million, you know, for presidential academies. And you don't have students there for 12 months. They come in for a couple of weeks, and then they go home, and then you bring in another group. So the amount of money that they have to use is obscene. And as well, of course, this whole thing is a violation of the 10th Amendment, but they get rid of the 10th Amendment, too. That's part of the agenda.
In fact, they don't really even teach about that. That part is part of the Bill of Rights in these academies, and this whole new spectrum of ideas, this whole new paradigm that they are indoctrinating the youth in, as they undermine their belief in God and family and country.
That's exactly right. And you know that the American people too have to consider the purpose of having a constitution, because to have a constitution which prohibits the federal government from involving itself in education. Education is left to the states and local units of government. A constitution is written so that there are limitations on governing power. And so to talk about limited government at the federal level and to talk about a constitution at the federal level is to talk about exactly the same thing. It's the constitution, which is the agreed upon will of the people, which puts the limitations on the centralized power that exists in order to protect the freedom of the citizens that wrote the constitution. So whenever the Constitution is violated, the result is that the limitations on government are violated. And you have then the federal government, which has essentially no significant limitations and is going to spend way too much money on academies that are not in any way accountable to the public. The people that run them will never face a voter. They do not have any school boards. They do not have any public supervision whatsoever. They are supervised totally by bureaucrats who come under the National Endowment for the Humanities, which is a branch of the Department of Education. So that's how awful this is. This is not self-government. This is not truly Republican government. This is not representative government. This is not freedom. This is government by the few, the powerful, who have managed to take control to a large degree of the education system, and now they're using it to advocate their radical worldview and their centralized power.
And, of course, people have to understand this whole idea of centralized power is a form of creating a new feudalist society, or call it communism, or call it socialism, or call it humanism. It doesn't really matter. You're talking about rule by the elite and doing away with our checks and balances within the federal government and the checks and balances that exist between the federal and state government. And how clever they have been to be able to get the good people to support the people who are doing this. They say one thing and they do exactly the opposite, but the American people are never being told. Alan, as you're going out across America telling people about this, do they find it hard to believe? I mean, after all, we were so glad when we got George Bush in there because, well, he was going to, of course, reverse all these terrible things that Bill Clinton had done, and yet, of course, he left almost everything Bill Clinton had done, except maybe the Kyoto Protocol, and, of course, certainly is going ahead and implementing this massive power grab by the federal government that Bill Clinton never could have gotten away with.
Well, that's true, because people were suspicious of Bill Clinton, you know, in a way that they're not suspicious of George W. Bush. But the citizens that hear me speak typically are pretty surprised. They are pretty shocked. And when I go around the country and speak on this, Dr. Stan, I don't give my opinion. What I do is I give PowerPoint presentations, and then I put up on the screen in PowerPoint specifically what the laws say and specifically what then the federal curriculum says, there are 13 books that are called standards that make up the federal curriculum. And then with this Lamar Alexander bill calling for the presidential academies, I put exactly what the bill says up on the screen. And it's not a matter of my opinion. I just act like a reporter. And I put the laws or the bills up on the screen so that people can see them. And so, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that people are pretty shocked in terms of how bad this is. But I do not have people question the accuracy of what I'm saying, because they can't. It's just right in front of them, and this is what the law says.
Well, Alan has written a book. It's called Fed Ed, and the foreword to the book is written by Phyllis Schlafly, who is certainly a woman I have the greatest of respect for. And in that foreword, she said, this is one of the most important books of our time. Well, that's what you always say, you know, when you're writing a foreword to make the author feel good. And so I sort of smiled until I read the book. And I agree with Phyllis. It's one of the most important books of our time. I'm grateful to you, Alan, and to your wife for the hard work you put on and getting the information together. The book Fed Ed is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get the book, study it, and then, of course, help us get this information out to others. We need your help to get this information out across America. And Fed Ed is available. If you want to buy the books in volume, we'll see that you get them at a very good price. You have to help us get the information out. Alan, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts?
My parting thoughts are that this battle that we're talking about here, we have to keep in mind, is primarily a spiritual battle. And it's very important on the political level, the educational level, but it's really a spiritual battle. And we have to keep in mind that this country was created by the power and the gracious will of Almighty God. And if the power, if the country is to continue as a free land, it will do so only by the will of our Almighty Creative God. And we have to be on our knees before Him, asking Him to rescue our country and to restore it to the godly principles upon which it was built, and that the principles that made it the great country that it has been.
Amen to that. Well, thank you. Our guest has been Alan Quist, the book Fed Ed, and of course, the problem strikes at the very heart. Will we be kept as a free country, or will we simply become another state in the New World Order? Will Christianity survive, or will there be a new world religion? And, of course, the Christians systematically eliminated, because that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's not imaginary. It's real. God bless you. Thank you so much. And give my best to Julie. Tell her I appreciate her filling in.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Keep up the good work.
I will. Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye. May the Lord be with you. We'll be right back to finish off the program here. Tape set, genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to remind you, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. And if you haven't, you can either get the book by itself for $12.95, or you can get it along with the video and an audio tape for $29.95. We call it the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. And it talks about this spiritual battle that Alan is talking about. There really are satanic and wicked and demonic forces in the world today, and you better face that. We don't talk about it anymore in the church. After all, we've changed the message of the church. We don't talk about hell or sin, or we just want to make you feel good, all the way, of course, to the concentration camp. You say it couldn't happen here. You need to get our four-tape set on concentration camps. You need to get our four-tape set on whatever happened to hell. You need to get our four-tape set on, of course, the apostate church. And if you're Catholic, you need to get our four-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin. You need to get the information, and then you need to help us get the truth out across America, because without the truth, without the facts, the people of this country will perish, and freedom as we've known it will simply become a remembrance of things past. And of course, we hope that many of you out there will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day as we reach out across America on, well, now 57 or 58 outlets across America every week. But quite frankly, we need your help to grow that number. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, why, we'd be glad to send you one. The June newsletter is excellent. It goes into the background of all the new diseases, the antibiotic resistance diseases, the cancers. Where are they coming from? Just by accident? Or is there something else going on? Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for the June newsletter. You'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, for our listeners out across America, we just hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do 5 hours a day.
give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR if you'd like to become a member of the Radio Liberty family, or if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, or maybe you'd like to subscribe just to the newsletter. That's fine. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We want to mention some of the products that help us stay on the air. And, of course, we're still primarily dependent upon our supporters, but Alamax is an excellent garlic product. It's an Allison product. You get the benefits of garlic without the odor. Call 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. We hope many of you will set up an Institute of the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood, to teach others about the Christian history of America that has been systematically suppressed by those who would enslave us. Call 410-716-9068, 410-716-9068. We hope that many of you will want to get a Phonopoly set to teach your children, your grandchildren, or maybe even yourself how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, you do that by giving us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We have, of course, something called the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum that will teach children from grammar school to the graduation from high school of 22 CDs. Everything you need for a good education is there, including the textbooks, except for the Saxon math textbooks. This costs $199.95. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you're struggling to pay your health insurance premiums, or you just don't have any health insurance, consider a Christian health care sharing or health cost sharing program, a Christian health cost sharing program. It's called MediShare. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to see the water filters that they've talked about, we have pictures of them there. And if you get them to us, of course, you get a four-tape set or a video we've produced. And, of course, we hope you'll want to get our videos. We have excellent videos on almost any subject. In fact, you can get five of our videos for $69.95. But go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. You can listen to our archive programs. You can link to the other networks we do. And, of course, this is how we are reaching people across America. Because, of course, dollar for dollar, the cost of Internet is far less than anything else. And there's a growing audience out there of people who are suddenly beginning to realize what's happening and are joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. So tell others about the website. Go there yourself. www.radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. You can read some of the essays we've written. But get those newsletters. Of course, you can buy the bound newsletters if you want to through our ministry. But you can pull them down and bind them yourself if you want to. But copy them. Get them into other people's hands. Many people who've read the last three newsletters, it's changed the whole outlook, the way that they look at the world. So the April, May, and June newsletters, I recommend to you. They're all available there on the Internet at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, do you honestly believe that God is going to preserve this country? I mean, he gave us our freedom, and he expects us to take a stand. And the people who say, oh, no, you're not to do anything, God put these wicked, wicked people in positions of power, and he's behind abortion and partial birth abortion, and don't you believe it for a minute. That's Lucifer's lie. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.